You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. This is In Play Radio from William Hill. William Hill leads the betting industry in sports podcasts, with top names previewing thousands of matches, games, races, frames, legs and innings every year. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store. In Play Radio from William Hill.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. We're looking ahead to the 2016 shootout on this edition. Sam Norris here in the chair, and joining me as ever is William Hill's resident snooker expert, Ian McCulloch. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Sam. How are you, pal?
Not bad at all. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Ready to go. Big few days coming up in this shootout of 3 days of madness, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very, very unique tournament, isn't it? And it's got a new home this year as well.
Yeah, it's gone to the Hexagon at Reading,
I think.
Yeah, it was obviously been at the Tower Ballroom since its inauguration a few years ago, 5 or 6 years ago now. We haven't played at the Hexagon now. I mean, this is going back to like the late 80s and the Alex Higgins period and the Rothmans Grand Prix and that sort of stuff. So it's a great, great venue. I don't think we've played there for 25 years. But you know, for this sort of event, it doesn't really matter. It'll be full, it'll be raucous, and that's what you want. It's all about the atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely is. Are you a fan of the whirlwind nature of the shootout?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. Snooker desperately needed something like this to give it a bunk up when Barry Hearn took over 6 or 7 years ago, however long it was now. And it's brilliant. It's a tournament that the lads have sort of like realised what it is. It's not, you know, you can't enter the shootout thinking you're going to win it. You could be playing out your skin. You could have made 1,000 centuries on the trot in practice and go to the snooker shootout and get beat first frame and not get a shot. That's the reality of it. And that's why we've never had a short price winner. There's been some massive price winners over the years. Nigel Bond, 125-1. Dominic Dale, 66-1. I stand me right if I'm wrong. I don't think we've had a winner of the shootout under 66-1.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Barry Hawkins, I think, was 66s. Martin Gould was 66s. Michael White, I think, was about 80-1 last year.
So very much one way you're looking at the big prices. You can't be taking anyone at 10s for this tournament.
Well, I think if you start backing favourites in this tournament, I mean, it tells its own story when Judd Trump's 10-1 to win it. It's just ludicrous. It's absolute madness, this tournament. You know, if you want any value in this, you know, if you're going to have a tenner on it, you split your stakes 10 ways or 5 ways and have a pound on 10 big price outsiders, or 5, you know, £2 on 5 big price outsiders, do it that way. And you get more fun than if you get a bit of a run and you get 2 or 3 of them in the quarterfinals. You can have a play around and guarantee yourself a bit of profit.
Yeah, it's probably not bad advice at all. As you say, that's the only way you can really play this kind of tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, in a one-frame shootout, everybody should be a pick 'em.
Yeah.
If you roll it up, I think we've got to win 6 matches to win the tournament. Nobody should be any bigger than 66-1, mathematically. But obviously, it doesn't work that way. But I mean, when you're looking down the list, 125-1s and 100-1s and 80-1s, you know, my lips are getting wet. I'm getting tempted.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see if we can plod through some selected first round games. First of all, at the time of recording, we're only priced up with the outright betting. We'll start with the winner of the event last year, Michael White. He's in action against Mark King. The betting here sees Michael White at 4-6, Mark King at 6-5. As you say, Ian, it's only tends to be big prices that win this tournament. You'd probably be triple figures to go back to back, wouldn't you?
Michael White, since he won this last year, he won the Indian Open and then the shootout, or the shootout and then the Indian Open. And to be honest, has done precious little since that. So much so, he was pushed out of the top 16 just before Christmas, courtesy of Liang Wenbo getting to the UK Championship Finals. And Michael hasn't done enough. And the jury's out a little bit on Michael White for me. He could easily win this again. He's good enough to. He's won it once. And this event probably suits him more than the full-on ranking events, the style of play. He's a very aggressive player. Still very, very raw for me. He's got to learn how to play snooker and the finer points of snooker. Yeah, he's still a young lad. I think it's a big, big ask. And I'd rather back Mark King, I think, because he's under pressure as defending champion is Michael White.
Okay, fair enough. 6-5.
You know, he's just turned 40, Mark. He's been a great player, ranking event runner-up numerous times. he knows how to win. And as I said earlier, the lads know what this event's about now. The first year of this, when we played in it, everybody was raw, thought they had to take shots on all the time to keep frames going. There's lads have won frames in the shootout, scoring, you know, 30 points and just playing safe and keeping it tactically clever. So you're looking for lads who've got a good, savvy knowledge of the game that are prepared to take a shot on as well, and Mark King's one of them.
OK, Mark King then at 6-5 to overcome last year's champion Michael White. Let's move on to another game now. This is Jamie Jones versus Martin Gould. Jamie Jones 11-10 and Martin Gould priced up at 8-11. And he comes into this in good form, does Gould?
Well, if you look at Gould, I mean, that tells you what sort of event this is. You know, if this was a best of nine match, Gould would probably be about 1-2, 4-9. Gould has just won his first full ranking event, beating Luca Breckel in the German Open final last weekend. Long overdue, great player, Martin Gould. I actually watched a bit of him last night, qualified for the China Open, and he really has took it up a notch. He looks a different player. But I'm a big fan of Jamie Jones. I think Jamie Jones is massively underrated, world quarter finalist a few years ago. Looks like he's turning things around a little bit, going to get back in the top 32. I'd rather back Jamie Jones. He's won games at this event before. He's over even money, and for me, everybody should be a pick 'em. So I'd rather back Jamie Jones.
Jamie Jones at 11-10. Then the third match we'll look at sees the pre-tournament favourite Judd Trump in action against Gerard Green. 8-15 for Trump, and Gerard Green is priced at 6-4. It's never going to be an easy passage through for the favourite, but are you siding with Judd Trump?
8-15 is far too short on anybody in a 10-minute one-frame snooker shootout. It's too short. I'm not saying he won't win, but it's far too short. Jerry will be 42, 43 years old now. He's been a great player in his day. And I tell you what Jerry Green's biggest asset was at his best was his long potting. His long potting was awesome. He used to knock long balls in off the back cushion that were just phenomenal. And that's why he got top 32 in the world. He was a fantastic player. You want somebody who can crunch them big long balls in, and Jerry's one of them. And again, I can't back Judd Trump 8-15. It's a one-frame shootout. Jerry Green's good enough to win. I'd go with Jerry Green, just not because I don't think he'll win, and not because I don't think he won't win. I just, the price is value.
Okay, again, playing the value there. 6-4, the price of Jerry Martin. Green. Yeah, it is a big price. We'll come to the final game then that we're going to look at of the first round. This is Dominic Dale, former champion of this event, coming up against Sean Murphy. 13-10 about Dominic Dale and 8-13 about Sean Murphy. If you weren't prepared to take the 8-15 about Judd Trump, are you going to take it about Murphy?
Well, I don't like saying this, but I actually tipped up Dominic Dale to win the shootout 66-1 the year he won it. And I don't actually like talking about it, as you can tell, Sal. But, you know, it was a great story behind that as well. Dominic Dale, good player, probably underachieved. Twice ranking event winner and never been ranked in the top 16. Fantastic player. But he's in his 40s now and he's just starting to show the slip a little bit, is Dominic. But in this sort of event, it doesn't really matter. It's let's have a go. It's 10 minutes. It's against the shot clock. You know, again, Murphy's track record in this isn't brilliant. I think for the first 3 or 4 years, he never won a match. I know it's not something stat. You can't go off stats in this kind of event. Dominic's won it. He's got good memories of it. You can't be turning up to a tournament knowing you've won it in the past. It puts you in a good frame of mind. And again, simply because he's over even money and he can still produce Dominic. He played very well in the qualifying in the China Open, won 5-0. I think he made a couple of century breaks. Again, you can't go into that sort of like stats because of the nature of this event. But I just have to back Dominic because he's odds against.
Okay, 13-10 Dominic Dale. Would the advice be generally then, Ian, on the whole, just look for the bigger prices? They all should be 10-11 each of two.
Well, for me, they're all pick-ems. Or, you know, nobody should definitely be any bigger than 11-10, 21-20, something like that. So when you're getting 6-11, let's put it this way, not every favourite will win the first round. So it's how you want to bet on it. It's madness, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It sends you mad talking about it.
Yeah. It certainly does. Let's see if we can pick out some ones at juicy prices for the outrights then. Tournament winner market here. Judd Trump is a 10-1 favourite. 12-1 about Sean Murphy. John Higgins, 14-1. Marco Fu at 20s. Mark Allen, 20s. Stuart Bingham, 20s. 22-1 for Barry Hawkins and Mark Williams. Michael White, 25-1. Joe Perry, 28-1. 33-1 bar. Where's the pin landed for the tournament winner?
Where's the pin landing? Well, I mean, I couldn't buy Judd Trump at 10. I'm not saying he's not going to win it, but, this really is needle in a haystack stuff. Stuart Bingham, former runner-up in this event, and obviously current world champion, 20-1. It's a big price, isn't it? Martin Gould at 33. He's just won Germany. He's won it before. Again, he's got good memories. you know, Ricky Walden, you know, I think this event could suit Ricky at 33s. But for me, you want to be looking further down the list. The 66 to 1s are bigger. You know, you've got players like Michael Holt, former semi-finalist. He's been 66. He's 66 to 1 to win this. You know, I'm going down Tom Ford. He gets on with it 40. You won't worry about the shot clock, 80 to 1. Mark King, 100 to 1. You know, there's some great players in this. It really is tough. If I had to stick my neck out and have a big price outsider, I'd have Liam Highfield at 80 to 1. Very player who's kicked around under the radar. From Stoke, phenomenal potter of a ball. And again, this is the sort of event that turns people's careers. They win it and they kick on. And this is the sort of thing that Liam could win.
OK, Liam Highfield then, 80 to 1 for Ian to win the shootout. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the podcast. And remember to tune in to William Hill's In Play Radio for all the best in-play betting angles at the shootout. Thanks for joining me, Ian, and best of luck.
You're welcome, Sal. I need to go and lie down now after that.
Yeah, I bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.